It's beeping at me.
All right, well, welcome to Aggressive Couch, aggressivecouch.com, I guess. Tell your friends about it, if you have any.
Free catalog.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And this is episode number 63, called...
Snakes in a Drain. I am mildly irritated with these snakes in this mildly irritating drain.
That's a good thing you're not cursing anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That was my best Simon Bronkowitz or whatever impression.
Oh, okay. I replaced my wiper motor in my car.
Oh.
And guess what? The switch is bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I try to make it a deal when I replace something. I try to replace everything that goes with it.
Yeah. Well, that I got to take to my mechanic because it's got an airbag and I'm not playing with that.
Yeah.
Because with my luck, I'll just pop the airbag.
I've replaced the headlight. Well, it's called a multi-dysfunction switch. I mean, it's the turn signal, the cruise control, the headlight, dimmer, about 15 other functions. And I've replaced them on both of my Regals without disabling the airbag or even removing the fuse or disconnecting the battery or anything. It's like, fuck it.
Dave, man of chance.
Why not? I've had an airbag go off in my face once. That's not that bad. It straightened my glasses.
Well, anyway, I'm not doing it. But luckily, since it's supposed to be so warm this weekend, I can replace the thermostat in my van.
Yeah.
Because that's just a pain in the ass when you're driving. And, well, I mean, it's great if you're on the highway because then you get plenty of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you stop, then it cools down. It's like being outside, actually.
Yeah. So was it sticking open or closed?
Let's see. I can't. When it's open, it's for heat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's open, it'll run cold.
Yeah. So it's open.
Okay.
Because I get heat fine when I'm driving, like on the highway or something. But then when I'm idling, then I don't. So that's normally thermostat.
That's odd. That seems backward.
Yeah.
Because normally when you're on the freeway, you get enough air through the radiator, it cools everything off.
Yeah.
And then when you're just sitting, you're not getting any air. And the vehicle
I'm just going by from what I remember.
Yeah.
But
either way, face it, I mean, the thermostat costs like, what, $250?
Yeah.
You don't even need to replace the gasket. I never do. Oh, I replaced the thermostat in the
Well, since it comes with the 10-cent gasket, I think I'll put it on.
Well, when I bought one, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because my Silver Regal, I would say I replaced the thermostat, but it didn't have one.
Yeah.
So I put a thermostat in it.
Well, that would be the second thermostat that I would have to put in that thing because...
Yeah.
The third one because the second one I had the dealership do it because it was still under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it back to him and said, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah. That seems odd. What engine has it got?
It's got the 6-cylinder in it, whatever it is.
Oh, boy, that's helpful.
Yeah.
GM only makes 1 6-cylinder.
Yeah. I forget. It's basically a GM truck, except it has that van body on it.
No, what you've got is it's the same as Dad's van. It's just a Chevy. It's they redid the body quite a bit, but it's basically the same as his Oldsmobile, another. But what that is, that's a W body. Guess what? My Buick Regals are W bodies. That is just and the Pontiac Aztek.
Yeah,
same thing. They're all W bodies.
The minivan
is actually it's not called a W body, but it's just a stretched W body.
Yeah.
So you've got the same. You have a different rear suspension, but the front suspension, the whole from the firewall forward, it's practically identical.
And this is what people want to listen to.
Yeah.
Two jerks talk about thermostats. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
We should work on these dead spots.
I don't think this is dead. This is interesting to me.
Anytime we have dead air, we should replace it with music. Well, I guess we're kind of winging it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, not really. We're very interesting and have lead very interesting lives.
Yeah. I have to replace the passenger side brake caliper on the Silver Beagle.
Yeah.
That spike, the Silver Beagle, for you playing at home.
Yeah.
If you have some sort of weird drinking game based on mentions of Regals named after characters from Peanuts.
You should have did it on Tuesday when it was really warm outside.
Yeah, it's even too cold for me to do that today. I did go walking last night. It was only 20. I mean, it feels like shorts weather in comparison.
Yeah. I know. This morning when I went to start my car, this isn't even cold anymore.
Yeah. It's supposed to be up to like 50 on like Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have record colds to record heat within a week. Oh, no, global warming isn't real.
Let's not talk about that. Because that's like the running joke on The Daily Show right now.
Oh.
Because the whole Fox News thing was because of the cold and the snow. Yeah. Like, what is this global warming?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, hand to head.
Yeah, it was the hottest summer on record. Let's say.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about something even more interesting than that. Did you know that the WWE is going to have their own channel?
No.
And did you know that you'd have to pay $10 extra a month to get it?
Oh, I don't know. It's is it going to be like that dog channel? You have to be a wrestler to watch it?
I guess
so. Or
is
it a channel for wrestlers?
A channel for wrestlers by wrestlers, I guess.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of blatant homoerotic fun, I guess.
Yeah.
They're actually going to have a show on the channel that's going to be like The Real World, except they're putting old wrestlers in the house together.
That might be worth watching. I wouldn't watch it, but it might be something I'd recommend to other people.
I guess. I wouldn't pay $10 a month for that, though.
No. But you got to figure it's going to end up on YouTube.
Yeah. I guess there's a segment of people that want to buy it.
Yeah. I mean, really, isn't wrestling kind of in the toilet? Hasn't it been for years?
They go through waves, apparently.
Yeah.
It's like up and down. They have waves of where they're really popular, then waves where no one cares.
Yeah.
I guess it just goes by generation, because once those kids get old enough, they don't care. Because there's adults that still follow it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I would want to follow it, but...
Yeah.
I guess it's like anything. I mean, if you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah, well, the thing that people like about wrestling is that there's always a payoff. You know, it's not like NASCAR, where the driver that you hate just keeps winning and winning and winning without end.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry. The good guys are always going to make the playoffs, and they're always going to win in the end. And then they're always going to get it taken away from them. But you always get the payoff.
Yeah. I always like that wrestling is not staged at all.
Yeah.
It's completely real.
Well, what allegedly it is the outcomes are predetermined, but what goes on in the ring isn't scripted.
Yeah.
Even though they're obviously faking it, but they're both just kind of improv. You know,
at least they're greasy and oily and in their underwear.
Unless somebody shows up and like completely drunk or stoned out of their gourd, then they just they get permission from the writer to just end it quickly.
I wonder if they're gonna dig up Macho Man for that.
Yeah, he played for the Reds. You know,
who, Macho Man?
Yeah, not for the actual team, but he played for their farm team.
Oh, okay.
He played pro ball for 4 years before his brother said, hey, you know, his dad was a pro wrestler. He's like, you know, come on into pro wrestling. That's where the money is. So that's what he did.
I guess it was for a short time.
Yeah.
Hey, a job's
Well, that's
a job.
Another thing is, you know, you can keep wrestling for a lot longer than you can play in baseball. You play baseball, you might get a couple seasons typically.
Yeah, but your body falls apart in the end.
Yeah. But then you just take so many steroids and drugs that, you know, and Vince McMahon will drive him to your house, you know?
It's like, what, Hulk Hogan's almost 60 and he's had his like hip replaced, knee replaced and all. He's a humanoid robot now. And someone died from an atomic wedgie. I heard that on the news today.
From atomic wedgie?
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the story. Just, but apparently, I don't know, somebody gave somebody an atomic wedgie and it killed him.
Okay.
He pulled his underwear apparently all the way up to his head.
Yeah.
Or past his head, and something happened. And I think it might have been his dad, too. It was like a father and son.
Hmm.
I guess you can never live that down after that happens.
Yeah. You should always just wear tearaway underwear.
Yeah.
Like Velcro.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it was a father and son. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
No. I guess it matters to them. Well, to the one that's alive, anyway. I wonder if that was just a prank gone wrong or if that was, like, you know, severe abuse.
Yeah.
Chances are, if it was severe abuse, the guy gets off with a warning. I mean, if it was just a father-son bonding thing gone wrong, they're probably going to execute him.
Yeah, probably. Seems funny that they'd have to actually stand trial for something like that.
Yeah. Well, again, if there was malicious intent, there should be.
Yeah.
But
who doesn't enjoy going to trial? A few months ago, we had to go to trial or, like, traffic court.
Yeah.
Because, you know, no party's named, but she has black hair and a parked car.
Yeah.
Not by much, anyway. She was just pulling into a parking spot, and
yeah.
She kind of just rubbed against this car.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been a Pontiac or something, and the, like, bumper came off.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the woman came out, you know, she found the woman and the woman came out. She's like, it's not that big of a deal. But then apparently, I guess that wasn't her car. It was her mom's car.
Yeah.
Then the mom said, you know, she left a scene of an accident and all this stuff. And then the police had to get involved. And so we had to go to traffic court.
Yeah.
And the other person didn't even show up. And the cop was like, she didn't run from the accident.
Yeah.
it was blowing out it was just a big deal. The insurance is taking care of everything. And it was like 5 minutes with the judge. He's like, this is a waste of time. Even the cop, I mean, when we showed up and... You know, he was friendly. He's like, this is just kind of procedure. Just walk through it, and she's not here, and you didn't do anything wrong, really. So let's end it. So that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Fun.
She probably had it just held on with slip knots or something.
Yeah.
Fucking tailgaters.
I think it's been a year since I've had a speeding ticket, or a year and a half. No, that's right. It was this past summer.
Oh.
I was in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I was driving. It was my own fault, because I always forget in states like that, they're one of the... some states actually have moving radar.
Yeah.
I know here they don't, but in states like that, and I know Ohio's another one. But anyway... Because we were driving from Albuquerque back to Clovis. And it's what's great about those roads, it's like Texas. It's just flat. Most of it's all flat. So the speed limit's like 75. So on the way back, and I probably shouldn't have had... See, what happens is I put the GPS.
Yeah.
When I have the GPS on the dash, it tells you the time you're going to reach your destination.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you're driving a little faster, you know, the minutes start to shave off the time.
Yeah.
So then it starts becoming a game. It's like, well, how many minutes can I shave off this drive? So at one point, you know, I may or may not have been going, I don't know, like 100 miles per hour. But who's to say? Because it was just so flat and you just pass all the cars you want.
Yeah.
Then I remember I was driving, then on the horizon I was seeing this, it looked like a Crown Vic, and I knew it was a Crown Vic. And I looked down, and I was doing like 85 at that point, because I had slowed down some. I mean, for safety reasons, anyway.
Yeah.
But then I decided, well, I'm just going to keep going. And then I passed him, then he turned around.
Yeah.
So I was doing, what was I doing, like 89 and a 75.
Yeah. Well, that hardly even counts.
No. No, it was like a $120 fine.
Yeah.
And, well, I told the cops, like, I didn't even know what the speed limit was.
Yeah.
Because the signs were so far out there. I mean, it was like 75. I said, well, the last time I seen a sign, it was, I don't know, it was like 45.
Yeah.
The last time I seen. But at least I didn't tell them I was doing 100 earlier.
That well, one thing that helps me, a guy I work with told me, so, okay, especially on a really long trip, it's like, okay, so it's going to take you 12 hours. You think, okay, you drive really fast and really aggressively. That's really tiring. And you take, what, like half an hour off the trip, maybe an hour?
Yeah.
You're still fucking plastered by the time you get there. Just take your time, drive easy, you know, and you're actually, instead of getting there an hour early and then you have to nap for an hour, it's like you just get there and you're good.
But if you can turn a three-hour drive into a two-hour drive, it's amazing.
Well, if you can get it down to 1 hour, then I might consider it.
It's just so tempting. That's why if I lived in a place like that, I probably wouldn't have a license. Because it's just so tempting, and it's so easy to speed on roads that are just flat like that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing around you. It's just, you know, you're doing, even when you're doing 70, you're like, I could be going faster.
Yeah.
It's just so tempting. And Texas was the same way, too. And they have really nice roads where they're nice and concrete and flat.
Yeah.
You're basically driving on a racetrack. So they're basically daring you to drive fast.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to spend all this money on these roads that are close to being on a racetrack, but don't speed.
Yeah.
How can you not? Bastards.
You should just get like a hearse or something. I mean, who's going to pull over a hearse? Just claim that you're part of a funeral procession. the line of, they've ran off and left me. I need to catch up.
Yeah, normally we're in front, but I had to make a pit stop and they kept going. It's a whole thing, you know? You can drive a fire truck, I guess.
Yeah. Drive a police car.
Yeah, with the lights and everything. And make sure you're wearing the uniform, too.
Well, that's a bit much. You just get an undercover car.
Yeah.
Or just like one of those unmarked police cars and drive that.
Yeah. Especially if you had the police package.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Well, the main thing with the police package is, at least on the Camaro, the police package was bigger brakes. But otherwise, it was mostly just stuff, upgraded wiring and alternator and battery to handle the lights.
Yeah.
And it was extra cooling to handle all the time the cop has to sit there with the car running while he's filling out paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, and then running, you know, your license plate through the ringer or whatever.
Yep, using SMODs.
Yeah. I wonder if they still call it that or what.
No, they probably got a new name.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're called?
Computer.
Yeah.
Kit. That's the name of it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
The one time I tried to watch that show, I was like, as an adult, like, how could I have stood this? This was crap. Even the A-Team had a certain charm, you know?
Oh, you don't want to watch the A-Team. Most of those shows don't hold up.
Yeah. The thing with the A-Team is you can appreciate it as a corny thing.
Yeah.
Whereas Knight Rider, it was just bad.
Yeah, those shows just don't hold up at all. They're just horrible. Yeah. I watched the first episode of the A-Team a while ago, and it was so bad. I don't even know how I got through it. Yeah, I don't think I could watch Knight Rider.
No. I mean, and the thing that really got me was just, like, to get out of the trouble, they needed to, like, turbo boost, and he kept saying that he couldn't do that, but he wouldn't say why. It wasn't like he just turbo boosted. I need to build up some stamina, put some Viagra in the tank or something.
I'm an old man. What do you want from me? Oh, I remember that show, that big episode where he had to fight the tractor trailer.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember they hyped the hell out of it. I don't think I watched it.
It was like his arch nemesis.
Yeah.
And if you really think about it, having a car like that is really useless.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only fight car battles. I mean, what happens if he comes across somebody that doesn't want to get in the car? Do they just circle a building?
Mm-hmm.
I'm running out of gas, Michael.
Well, remember, I mean, he would break through brick walls and stuff, you know. The car was supposed to be kind of indestructible. It's just against other indestructible cars, it would have trouble.
Yeah. That was a Pontiac, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way that's going to be indestructible.
I have an 85 with 270,000 miles on it that would like to disagree with you. And if I put the transmission back in it, it'd probably still run.
They should have made it like at least a pink boot Cadillac or something. That had a cast iron in it or something.
Yeah.
Like the 440 or whatever it was with the front wheel drive Cadillac.
Yeah. No. The 472 was the base engine.
Yeah.
The big engine was 502 cubes or maybe 500.
And see, it should have been something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
It seems more believable.
If you actually look at how fast they were, those...
Yeah, I mean, they're not fast. They're just big boats.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but, Michael. We have to stop for gas again.
Yeah, the thing about like an 80s model, really any 80s model performance car, even like a Porsche, can get outrun by like, you know, a typical, just a sporty Econo box these days.
Yeah.
Because power has gone up that much.
Yeah. Maybe they should have did Knight Rider as a with a Yugo or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Chevette.
I think they made the right choice. I mean, that was a pretty sleek car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for the time. I mean, what else would she go with? A Maverick?
Yeah.
No one will believe you. This car is indestructible. It's a Maverick. Good old Knight Rider.
Yeah.
You know, Alf actually still sort of holds up.
Yeah.
I guess because it's believable that an alien could be living with a family.
Yeah. If they would have got rid of the family and just had more Alf.
Yeah. Well, the early seasons were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, doing a whole episode where, you know, their uncle dies.
Yeah.
And he starts embalming them. I mean, that's pretty dark for a primetime TV show.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be a family. I've watched that episode so many times. I just can't remember all these. I got a surprise for you. I was going to save it, but Uncle Albert's dead. Because he had like a party hat on and stuff like that. And Willie's like, what? What? It's like, oh my God, he is dead.
I mean, come on. If you believe in some sort of religion, it shouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, because I think he didn't have any embalming fluid, so he was using peaches. He had them like in the bathtub or something. And he's like, let them marinate in peace. It's amazing that show holds up.
Mm-hmm. Muppet Babies held up.
Yeah.
And the Muppets to a point.
Yeah, I mean, to a point.
They're a product of their time.
It's kind of like Fear of the Black Hat.
Yeah.
It holds up, but it is dated when you watch it.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's still some good comedy in there.
Mm-hmm.
And even Sledgehammer is silly, but it's...
Yeah.
For its time, and when you really watch it now, you realize how ridiculous the 80s were.
Mm-hmm. I think Police Squad held up better.
Yeah. That holds up pretty good. I mean, it's funny still.
Yeah.
I mean, police work is...
Yes, it is kind of dated, but it's... You could almost imagine somebody doing that exact show today.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it would be a send-up of 70s cop dramas.
Yeah.
Which is what it was. It's just that it would almost be like a contemporary send-up of 70s cop dramas.
You know what show should come back? BJ and the Bear. All I remember about that show was a guy who drove a truck and he had a monkey with him.
Yeah, it was just a ripoff of that Clint Eastwood thing.
Oh, yeah. Any which way you would lose or something.
Yeah.
What was the fascination with having a monkey or a orangutan?
I don't have the slightest clue.
And I wonder how many people seen that movie and after it became popular, thought to give an orangutan as a pet.
Yeah, and then not realizing that those are basically juveniles and a full-grown orangutans about about 50 pounds shy of a gorilla.
And they're strong as hell, too.
Yeah.
That's why I have a pet baboon. They're gentler.
Yeah.
Because you know that had to happen. People had to buy wanted orangutans.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened with, like, the 101 Dalmatians. Everyone wanted a Dalmatian.
Yeah.
But then they realized how bad the dogs they are.
Yeah. God, remember the sequel, 101 Croatians?
Yeah.
Good Lord, human trafficking from that was... I mean, they still haven't found all the bodies. I intend to keep it that way.
And Disney owns all that crap now.
Yeah.
I mean... That stuff, but then they own Star Wars now and the Marvel stuff. They might as well just buy everything so everything can be homogenized.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it because I don't give a shit.
What Disney should do is just piss off all the fanboys and do a crossover movie with Star Trek and Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The internet would be ablaze with nerds not knowing what to do.
Yeah. Especially if they have just absolutely... If they just got some erotic fan fiction and used that and then just took out the sex scenes. So all you had left was a, "Hi, I'm Kirk." Okay. What the hell are you doing here?
Slowly, Chewbacca lowers Kirk into the... downward dog position and pounce his ass away. That's what it would be like, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be Chewbacca probably raping everybody.
Yeah. No, they'd have to take all that out. Because it's Disney.
Well, they could sugarcoat it somehow. I mean, if that 50 Shades of Grey can become popular,
yeah,
anything can. You can't have erotic fan fiction where your character is saying golly when she orgasms or gosh, whatever it is. I mean, people don't do that. And I think if you find somebody like that, you probably don't want to be with them in the first place.
No. I don't know. Has Hustler done a take on 50 Shades of Grey?
Possibly.
Yeah, do their own version of it.
Yeah. Well, the big thing now in porn is to make parody movies. They call them parody movies.
Yeah.
So they'll make a Batman movie and like a Wonder Woman movie.
That's always been the thing, but it was takeoffs. Is it actually intended to be funny now?
No, now they're... Well, some of them are funny. Like the Batman one, because it's like a parody of the 60s Batman. But they actually put production values into them.
Yeah, because I can remember when I was in college, we were talking about, we had the satellite TV listings. We were looking through the adult ones. It's like, erectnophobia. So, I mean that kind of crap's been going on forever.
No, but it's a little different now because they actually call them like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
They just say it's a XX parody.
Yeah,
and from what I heard, the Wonder Woman movie is actually supposed to be pretty good,
mm-hmm.
like as a regular Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah,
porn's doing it right again. But now they have these parody movies for anything now.
Yeah, yeah. The porn industry's decided that we're going back to Betamax.
We should. It's about time. We're going to go to Betamax on the cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, DVDs are supposed to be gone in 5 years. Same with Blu-rays.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see about that. People can be awfully fussy when it comes to being ass-raped by corporations.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just don't like it. Don't really know why.
Well, the problem I see with it is there's people that still like to own things.
Yeah. And the truth is the internet is just not reliable enough right now.
Yeah. And you gotta give us better bandwidth.
Yeah.
I mean, if a country like Thailand can have better broadband access than this country, that's a problem.
Well, there's a lot of that is just geology and geography and all that. We just, according to Wikipedia, which never lies, it's just wrong a lot, we have a lower population density than Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking desert country. Okay? Now, Alaska is a lot of that, but still, we're too few people. We're too spread out.
Yeah. And dial-up is supposed to finally go away in 5 years.
Yeah. I'm not sure I know anyone that uses dial-up.
No. Except maybe in, I don't know, middle America, maybe.
Probably not even there. I mean, people out there aren't stupid.
Well, no,
people around here, I think, are stupider and more backward than the people I've met in Indiana.
Yeah.
I have to work with... Our headquarters is out there. They seem more... No, yeah, they're right next to a major city, but they seem a lot more urbane than the fucking rednecks I have to work with out here.
Yeah.
There's a lot fewer
people... Well, if you're by a major city in Indiana, it's supposedly not too bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, I know we're near several major cities.
Yeah.
And... I mean, how many people do I know that I work with are stockpiling ammunition and shit? It's like, this is fucking ridiculous. That's not going to do you a fat lot of good. You should be stockpiling seeds or something.
Yeah.
I mean, how many bullets do you really need?
Well, that's in case everything goes to hell and you got to have bullets.
Yeah, it's going to be completely worthless in a real apocalypse. Yeah. And now, I'm not saying the bullets would be. It's just that... How many thousand of them do you need?
Yeah.
You know, what they're really stockpiling them for is they're just hoping that the government will try to, you know, take their freedoms away without realizing that the government just blow the living shit out of you. I don't care how good your AR-15 is. Even if it's better than the M-16s that the soldiers are carrying, they will just blow the living shit out of you.
Yeah, and too, most of those people don't...
They'll call in an airstrike, okay?
Yeah, that's...
Your compound is going to be leveled.
I know, if you build all that and you have it, I mean, you can have all your guns, but everyone knows that wars really aren't fought like that.
Yeah.
You don't need troops.
I mean, you still do, but...
You do, but you don't. I mean...
You don't, but...
If you're going after...
You need a guerrilla war. If you have... stashes of bullets hidden around your property and your neighbor's property and your neighbor's property, that makes sense. You have bombs stashed 100 miles away from your house. But having a compound is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows where your compound is, and they'll just call in an airstrike or artillery. Artillery killed more people in pretty much any war that you want to name than small arms fire.
Well, remember, the drones are coming. They're going to be listening to all our conversations.
I heard something on the radio that, like, retailers, when you walk into a store, they track you by your cell phone. Like Walmart, possibly some of the other big stores. They didn't name names.
Yeah.
And they can tell they can tell who you are, what part of the store you are in, where you're shopping. They can even tie it in with your credit card information. They can build a complete picture of where you are at all times. And it's like,
sense. Yeah,
and you're afraid of what the government's doing? Look at what businesses are doing to you. The government has all sorts of things like you have to get a warrant. There has to be some sort of approval process, you know?
But,
I mean, there's 15
but we
layers
give
of
that up because, you know, we started giving that up as soon as those stupid bonus cards.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's all that is tracking.
Yeah.
You know, someone's... That data is going somewhere, and someone's looking at it.
The thing is they can, if you're paying with a credit card, they can fucking track you anyway, so you may as well get the bonus card.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't hurt you.
And to me, I really don't care, like, with the bonus card stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're tracking what I buy.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're really, in that case, they're really doing it just for themselves from an inventory's perspective, so they can see what moves and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. But then there's things, you know, like that Sexbox one.
Yeah.
You know, that Kinect is always on, and it listens and things like that. That's creepier than what the government's doing.
Yeah.
At least the government, I guess you just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would have a Xbox One Kinect in their house.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, they eliminated a lot of those features, but they can turn them right back on.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the whole thing, it's not supposed to be always on anymore, but they can turn it on remotely anytime they want.
Yeah.
But of course, the government can get a warrant, and they can tap into your phone and listen to conversations with your phone, not even, you know, they can listen to your conversations that you're having when your phone is just sitting on the desk.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be listening to us right now instead of waiting 3 hours like normal people.
Yeah. They should be listening to this.
Yeah, why not?
Number one rated government podcast. Aggressive Couch. Hey, at least we'll know we'll probably be stored in that data center they're building in Utah or Nevada or whatever.
Which they'll probably end up having to tear down.
They'll probably build a big building and nothing will go in it, then it'll get tore down. Nah, I think they're going to keep that building.
Yeah, but they'll probably, you know, who knows what they're going to end up doing with it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be the world's largest collection of dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
They should put that on the front of the building and open it up as a tourist attraction. Let's go see some dick pics, kids. That's all it would be.
Yeah.
Silence.
Michelle and her one friend had a collection of dick pics that people had sent them, like when they were on personal sites.
Oh, okay.
Different stuff. And even just, you know, in like chat rooms or something, and somebody texts you a picture of their dick. And so they would take them and post them on their website. It's my property now, buddy. I don't know if they would list them by like their actual names. I think at one point they might have been.
Guys are just so stupid like that.
Yeah.
They're here, do we want to see my dick? Most of the time, no, they don't. Unless they specifically ask to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You probably shouldn't show it.
I have never texted a picture of my dick or anything.
Only to my mom.
Yeah. I texted a picture of the top of my head.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just sending a picture of your dick, I mean, if it's just that, then no one else would really know.
Yeah.
You could really deny that. Like, I don't know which piece that is.
Yeah. Maybe it was Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
That's Anthony Weiner's screen name.
Yes. It's just funny that guys get all that worked up and they do that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it just shows you how crazy guys are. Like, a guy in his position going through all that.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you how maddening it is. And probably a good reason why prostitution should be legal.
Yeah.
If it was legal, you'd have less of that going on. Mm-hmm. People getting sexually harassed. People just sending pictures of their dicks.
Yeah. Hey, you can control it better if it's legal.
Yeah.
Like so many other things. How many people don't seem to get that?
It's working in Colorado, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Alaska is up next. You'd think Alaska would be the first state because there's nothing going on in that state.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to do is drink and stay indoors during the winter.
Yeah.
That state should have been number one.
If I had broadband internet, I don't think I'd really notice. I would have. I'd have to give up working on cars and stuff. I'd miss it eventually.
Yeah. It's too cold to do anything up there.
Yeah. It's too cold to drive it once you get it fixed.
Yeah. That would be one place I'd never want to live.
Yeah. I wouldn't even particularly want to visit it, but I can say the same about the other 49 states.
Yeah, it's the country is, I mean, there's areas that are different, but people are primarily the same.
I've had this discussion with various girlfriends about why I don't really like to travel. If I do, I want to go see something specific.
Yeah.
Something that I can't see on the internet.
Yeah.
But as far as, wanting to go to like Europe. Why? I mean, I probably know more about Europe than people who have been there as tourists. Probably 10 times as much.
Because you soak in the culture at that point.
That's bogus.
No, it's different.
If you go there for like a week and you see 15 countries in 7 days, you didn't see shit. Yet, go over there as part of some sort of volunteer group and spend 3 weeks living amongst the people while helping rebuild something. Or, you want to learn about Pompeii, volunteer as part of a university team and go over there
and help.
But, I mean,
if you're going to visit someplace, I agree with, jumping all around.
Yeah.
But if you're in a place for a couple of weeks, then you really...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to go, I'm going to stay there for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to go for a week and hit the tourist traps.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be 2 or 3 weeks, and I only get 2 weeks vacation, so...
Yeah.
Probably going to have to be at least 3 more years till I get another 5 days. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you go down south, and the attitude is a lot different about things. It's more laid back, and Texas is its own little animal.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas is laid back, but it's sort of not.
Yeah.
And California is completely laid back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. It's a completely different vibe than out here.
Yeah.
Because here, everyone's all...
But even then, if I had something to do, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm going out to California in like, what is it, next weekend? It's the last week of this month. We're going out on Sunday.
That's like 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks.
Yeah. I still have to go. I have to buy some luggage. Oh, God. I've never owned a piece of luggage in my life. I've always just thrown everything into shopping bags.
And how long are you going out for again?
We're going out Sunday. We're coming back Thursday on the red eye. Should be getting here around dawn on Friday. I would just as soon stay another day, but
yeah,
everybody else is like, oh, we got to get back. For what?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, we're going to be completely, completely worthless on Friday.
Yeah, that late.
Yeah, we're all going to be so out of our schedule and jet lagged and everything. It's like...
You're going to need the whole weekend just to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, why rush to get back?
Yeah, and not only that, we're going to be doing some stuff on, like, Monday. Tuesday is basically going to be a complete waste.
Yeah.
And then there's Wednesday and Thursday is the actual show. And then we're coming back.
Are you going anywhere out there? You're just going to stay at your hotel?
We're going a few places Monday, but I'm just tagging along. We're going to the... Samtech owns a small company out there that makes fiber optic crap. And we're going to visit them. And then we're going to a printed circuit board manufacturer. But I need to... I'm waiting for them to get back with their quote, and if I like it, then I'm going to say, can we stop by at DesignCon on Monday in the afternoon sometime?
At least the weather will be nicer.
Yeah. But then Monday, it's basically like, why do we even have to be there Monday? We're not even allowed into the convention hall on Monday.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to like 2 places. Some of the other guys might go to a couple places on their own. But I have 2 things scheduled for Monday. Then on Tuesday, I need to actually set up the booth and then go to there's a handful of conferences and things, but nothing serious. And that's just in the morning. Then all Tuesday evening, there's like 1 or 2 assignments. I'm supposed to go with Jim and Chris to these 2 companies that do printed circuit board stuff.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of work just to sell sex toys at a convention.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the world's coming to. Sex toys.
Yeah, and just like I was talking to Jim, Samtech sponsors this, like, free drinks. And it's like, this little mini party. And he's like, you know, you probably should go to that. It's like, I'll go. Just don't expect me to stay for 2 hours. Don't expect me to stay for an hour. If I find somebody to talk to, I might be there after everybody else has been thrown out. But I'm probably just going to be there and gone.
Yeah.
I'll make a cameo. Because I'm the whole reason why I am going is my boss, Justin, wants me to go to the conferences.
Yeah.
And learn about the cutting-edge PCB crap, mainly. And also the top-of-the-line test and measurement stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going. I'm not going to you know.
Just make sure you wear something with a lot of deep pockets so you can shove food into it.
Oh, no, there should be plenty of food. And there should be... It's a trade show. There's going to be tons of, like, pencils and pens and things.
Yeah, a lot of junk.
Yeah, I'm going to try to snag at least one tiger.
Yeah.
Because I already have two. I need a few more. When I got those when I went out to New Albany, I said I was going to give them to Marguerite's kids, and I kept them. They don't need to know. Shh. But Michelle has a ton of stuffed animals.
Yeah.
So I'll have to get her some. I might actually give her hers too.
The best trade show I've ever been to is... It was held by this large company,
mm-hmm.
and it was down in Orlando.
Yeah.
And we went to that. Me and another guy I work with, we got into this. And that was pretty cool because not so much the event, not so much the event part, but just everything else around it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they put a lot of money in that. I mean, it was like... Free booze, free food.
Yeah.
And at these resorts and stuff. And I think the first night we were there, and it had this, where most of the people were saying it is at this one
resort. They killed a live dragon.
Yeah. We stayed at this one resort, but we couldn't get into that place. Yeah. And we were staying at this other place, but they would bust us.
They electrocuted a full elephant. You want a drumstick?
So we just walk around and kind of meet people, but then you're getting drinking too. Then the one night they took us to Epcot Center and they had the part of the park closed off.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting our rides with beers. We're not sure if you're supposed to have beer, but we were getting on there with it. And we went on this this ride they had at Epcot Center. It's something about like testing cars or something. It's a roller coaster. So there's, like, test dummies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're in this car, and we're getting on the ride, we got beers in our... I remember, he's like, are we supposed to have alcohol on this ride? Oh, I guess we can. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was cold, though. I remember. It was in January. It was really cold down in Florida at night.
I know... Rich, where I used to work, said that they had a big business. It was like a test and measurement thing.
Yeah.
And they meet like every 3 months, and they met in Hawaii, and no one went to the meetings. Like, nobody went to the meetings. It's just like, we're never doing this in the middle of winter again in Hawaii. It's like, okay, maybe in the summer it's not too bad, but in the winter, all these guys from New England and Europe flying in. It's like, I haven't seen sunlight in 23 days. I'm fucking surfing.
Yeah, I may or somebody I know may or may not have left the convention on the first day in the middle of the day to go take a nap. But that's just hearsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. How are we doing time-wise?
About 50 minutes.
50 minutes of pure sex. Yeah, we should talk about video stores again, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone's clamoring.
Mm-hmm.
I read today that T-Mobile now is... if you're in a contract, like with AT&T or whatever, you can go sign up and they'll pay for you breaking your contract.
Yeah. It's like they just now realized that.
Yeah. It's like, well, good.
Yeah. I know Verizon had prorated contracts. So if you only had like 3 months left, you could, it was only like $5 a month.
Yeah.
To break it early.
Yeah.
Because I canceled mine like 3 months early.
Yeah.
And it was no big deal.
Yeah, I'm canceling mine. I think I'm going to T-Mobile, actually.
Yeah. Well, I have Sprint now.
Yeah.
My problem was is that I had that satellite or that cell phone internet thing for my computer.
Yeah.
And they built a cell tower on the other side of the hill.
Yeah.
So now I get this really great signal, but it's all reflections. So it couldn't lock on. It would just, I'd have to get up and move the antenna every couple of days because somebody moved their car or something. So I just got sick of it. I got the satellite internet.
Yeah.
Which is a lot better, but it's got a lot of lag.
Yeah.
So you can't play games on it.
That sucks.
I gave up. I haven't played Warcraft. I've been Warcraft free since about 2008. So.
Yeah. And it's hard to do anything like that if you got unreliable.
Yeah. Oh, it's reliable. It's just the satellite is slow.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, some days it would work great, some days it wouldn't. And you could try moving the antenna, and that was about all you could do.
Yeah, I remember when I tried having that wireless card at one point a few years ago. It was like the dead spot was like right around my house.
Yeah.
It's like the coverage went up to the one road then stopped.
Yeah.
Then there was nothing. Then if I walked up the road a half mile, it was fine.
Yeah, you probably could have put an external antenna.
Yeah, I looked at it. That was just a pain. That's when I was able to get cable at the house.
Yeah. I wish I could get something better.
Yeah.
Not only that, I have like a 10 gig download limit, which I've only gone over it like twice.
Yeah.
And once was on like the 29th, so I was like, oh, fuck it. I just once was in the middle of a month. The problem I had was this YouTube downloader or something. It would download all the videos in every resolution.
Yeah.
So even when I was sitting there watching them and like the lowest resolution trying to be miserly with the bandwidth, it was downloading them in HD in case I wanted them.
Yeah.
It's like, this is bullshit. I haven't gone over my limit once since then.
Yeah.
And that was with like me and Michelle both sitting here streaming video at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done it twice.
Yeah.
You get a letter in the mail.
Mm-hmm. With me, they just start throttling it.
Yeah.
They don't tell you anything. It's just you notice if you're just browsing pictures and stuff, the internet's just fine. But you try to watch something on YouTube and it takes forever to load.
Yeah.
Because they've throttled you down to like 14.4.
Yeah. Which is bullshit. I mean, come on.
I don't mind that, actually. I prefer that to, you know, shutting off your internet entirely or something.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's been Verizon.
Long enough that, like, that stuff
one time
change.
Verizon just charged me money for every gigabyte I went over.
Yeah. But now it's gotten to the point where people stream video and music all the time. It's time for those companies to ass up and improve that instead of nickel and diming us every.
And the thing is, it's the companies that are making money off the streaming video.
Yeah.
And yet they're also, they own the cable companies.
Yeah.
You know, and they won't, they're complaining about piracy. Well, we wouldn't have piracy if this cloud thing actually took off, and it's not going to take off until we have actual broadband in every corner of the country.
Yeah, or even to the point where you don't have to worry about going over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the tipping point now where the internet access, it's been around long enough, and we have broadband. The prices really should be coming down instead of going up. Because it's been around long enough. I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to get broadband access for $10-15 a month.
Yeah. Even if it was limited somewhat in speed.
Yeah.
As long as it's good enough that you could watch like 1080p video streaming, that's not actually that much of a bandwidth requirement. That's a couple hundred megs per hour.
Yeah.
Maybe 300 megs per hour, I think, in high quality HD. So if you could get that for something reasonable.
Yeah, it needs to happen, though. I mean, because everyone keeps pushing all this cloud stuff, but like you said, it won't take off if you can't have proper broadband.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to watch something that's going to be buffering?
Yeah.
Or looking real shitty because the picture is not clear.
I always watch in low resolution.
Yeah.
You know, if it's too good, I'll take my glasses off, and then, oh boy, I can't tell the difference. I mean, it could be in, like, you know, 160 by 120 resolution at that point.
But now you have to throw that TV out. It's obsolete. You can't buy an 8K television. That's what they're calling them.
I don't know. That's a bottom-of-the-line TV now. I bought the one has a USB port in the back. I can just put my USB stick in there.
You should get one of those 85-inch or that new 115-inch and put it in here.
Yeah. Someday.
It'd be so ridiculous. You probably wouldn't even need to heat your house or run your furnace anymore. You just leave that on.
Mm-hmm.
All the heat that thing would generate.
Well, and think about it. The flat screens are so much more efficient than the old ones. If that was a tube.
Yeah.
I used to heat my lunch at work on my 24-inch tube monitor. I would put it in the microwave for, like, you know, 30 seconds or something just to give it a little extra heat.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much hot enough to eat, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, cooking a complete TV dinner on a computer monitor. Yeah, I was the only... I felt so privileged. I had a 24-inch monitor back then. That was back when you didn't have 24-inch monitors, except at work.
Yeah, they should. You know, I think the tube televisions, the CRTs, are going to come back.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but having tube monitors at work is a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah, I use tube monitors at work.
Yeah. I would not have thought that until... They had
a
bunch of old
two monitors.
Yeah, they had a bunch of old monitors, and they're like, "Oh, we're just going to throw these out." And it's like, "Well, yeah, my computer supports two monitors. I'll try it." And now I'm addicted to it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about taking my old monitor and hooking it up here at home,
yeah.
So I could, like, what, be surfing the internet at the same time as I'm surfing the internet. The rare occasions I do any actual work, you know.
Now I can look at two different porno movies at once.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah, ever since I started working with two monitors, it's great. It's like, how did I live without it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so great. Cause, you know,
yeah, having the Excel sheet open in one, I had PowerPoint open in the other. It's like, if I had a third monitor, I could have PLTS open too.
Yeah.
I need another video card.
Yeah, it's great having two monitors.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting some 3D simulation software this month, but I've been too busy to ask for it.
Yeah. It makes it easier, too, if you're going to watch porn at work.
Yeah.
Then you can hide it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do, watch porn at work.
Yeah. Michelle works for the state.
Yeah.
And somebody working for the state got fired for watching brony porn at work.
I don't understand why people do that at work.
Yeah.
They
Well,
must...
I mean, My Little Pony porn, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's funny in itself, but we've had people where I work get fired for that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, really? You can't wait till you get home?
Can you at least watch it on your phone? Jesus.
I know. It makes it so easy. And really, too, if you use Google or anything like that, even if you, even with Safe Search on at work, you can nudity happens.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think, a CYA. You can say, I had it on, you know. How did I know that fucking tits was... I thought it was Nabisco.
Look, I was typing in complete misting, and I put in complete fisting. What do you want?
Mm.
It was a typo. I fat fingered it. Yeah. Well, a few years ago, you remember that guy who worked for, like, the Justice Department or something? And he got fired because he was... All he would do, he would come to work, and he was downloading, like, a terabyte of porn a day.
Yeah.
A day on an external hard drive. That's all he would do. He would go to his office and ding, ding.
I always thought that there was something more to that story that they weren't telling us.
You know,
that there was, you know, that it was some trumped up story. Because that happens in politics.
Yeah.
You know, he probably just got on somebody's shit list. Or maybe it was a Clinton appointee and they just wanted to disgrace Clinton.
I don't know. But just to go through all that, that's a lot of fucking porn.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had more than, I think, about 8 gigabytes. And it was just like, why do I have this much porn on my computer? I mean, that's like when I'm absolutely desperate. Like, you know.
I even have some videotapes still.
Yeah.
And I got, I actually threw a lot of them out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why am I keeping these? There's no point. Mm-hmm. I never watch them.
Yeah.
Especially online. I mean,
I try to keep my main directory with like fewer than 30 pictures in it and only like maybe 3 videos max.
Yeah.
And then I do have a repository of just some really excellent primo porn.
Yeah.
There's probably less than 50 pictures in there and like one movie.
I think it's because it's the early days of the internet where you're just so you had to wait and wait to download. So you're like, I'm fucking keeping this.
Yeah. And also the fact that back then it was harder to find porn.
Yeah.
Well, no. It was easy to find porn. It was easier to find, you know, the average porn.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you wanted something that was different.
Well, yeah, it was easy to find it, but it wasn't
It was low-quality porn.
Yeah. And you never knew what you especially with news groups.
Yeah.
But news groups were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just download and download.
Yeah.
But then still, in the dial-up.
Well, the thing with that is basically torrents have completely replaced news groups.
Yeah.
Why would you even go to a news group now? Even the last news group I went to basically was just full of torrents.
Yeah.
And I was downloading Mystery Science Theater episodes, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they had set up like their own torrent client. So it's you didn't even have to have torrent. You could just download their client to just share Mystery Science Theater videos.
Yeah.
And they were very specific in the way they violated copyright. Like, if the Mystery Science Theater movie was available on Amazon, new, you couldn't share it. You had to buy it.
Yeah.
But if it was out of print, it was fair game. And they never really... There are some that they just couldn't get the rights to sell as DVDs.
Yeah.
So those were fair game, even though it was illegal as shit. Now, the reason they couldn't get it is because they wouldn't pay the money to get the license for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you weren't violating Mystery Science Theater's copyright, but you're violating the original movie's copyright. But, I don't know, somewhere along the way, I stopped watching that.
Yeah.
I'm still watching Red Green, though.
Yeah, I remember when I would use the news groups and use that free agent program in the dial-up days. Because you could preview the picture.
Yeah.
So it would start downloading it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you switch over to the then you could see if you actually liked the picture before wasting all that time.
Yeah. God. Yeah, downloading movies and less times that it takes to take to download a picture.
Oh, I know. Movies. MPEGs were terrible, but it was like you're just hoping the payoff was good.
Yeah,
it's like I've waited 2 hours.
Certainly, my standards were a lot lower then.
And then you just wound up keeping it because the investment in time.
Yeah,
you're like, you know what? I'll jerk off to this somehow.
Yeah,
if I get really desperate one day, I'll do it.
Yeah,
so much bad porn.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, you can't get rid of it. And actually, The Simpsons actually just did an episode about downloading movies.
Yeah.
Well, it was great.
I guess the show's still on.
Yeah. I think their last year is next year or something.
Hmm.
They want to go to 25, so they have 25 years.
Why not keep going? I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. I think it's because... It has run its course. It is still funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 25 years is a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time to be a preteen.
Yeah. It's 25 long years.
Yeah. I mean, Red Green went 15.
Yeah. But, I mean, they are still making funny episodes.
Yeah. One thing, I thought Red Green was really going downhill when it was still on, but watching the episodes now with some distance, they were really good. Especially the last season, just watching them, you know, sequentially at my dad's house when there's nothing else on. It's the whole last couple seasons. Even the I didn't really like the 14th season when it was on, but watching it now, it's great.
Yeah,
that's I can understand being disappointed with it at the time, but because no, it wasn't as good as the seasons before it or the season after it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to keep up that stride for
all
those years.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have some down years in there.
Really, I was looking for a specific type of humor. The whole Bob Newhart kind of set you up and then throw a wrench in it. And they just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
But now that I've gotten over the fact that they didn't do that anymore, it's like those episodes were really good.
All right. I guess we should wrap this up, huh?
Yeah.
All right. That was a great stimulating conversation. That's probably going to at least be 1 million downloads today.
Yeah.
Or whatever it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next time on the couch.